I can remember in a high school civics class, the teacher once said that the speech you need to protect is a speech that's not popular at that time. And if that speech contains truth, later on in future generations we'll understand it. And I think that is appropriate for Bishop Paul Jones today. He was Bishop of Utah for just 2 years. He had opinions that weren't very popular, being that he was an advocate for peace during World War I. This became so unpopular in his own diocese and the rest of the national church that he was forced to resign being bishop after only 2 years. And we think word and opinions travel fast today. But Bishop Jones did not stop there. He felt and he knew that God was speaking to him. And he continued to go on and preach peace. As we heard in his reading today, he believed that there was another way that the world could be changed. One that didn't involve violence and war and praying that others would suffer and be starving and all these horrible things that happen when nations engage in war. And as time went on, the presiding bishop did reinstall him to his status as a bishop, but did not give him a seat to vote in. And so there was still more work to be done. So this was still hugely unpopular, his viewpoint at the time. But he kept with it, and this rang out through future generations. We see that he was a founding member of the Episcopal Peace Fellowship. This would promote peace throughout the world in all things. And prior to his death, he helped those who were of the Jewish faith that were pushed out by the Nazis in Europe. And he wanted to improve relations with the U.S. and Japan. Sadly, he wasn't able to do that because shortly after his death, World War II broke out for the U.S. I think this can be an inspiration for us. I believe that if you hold true to what is right, it is very difficult. Often doing the right thing is the hardest thing to do, especially when those around you who you respect disagree with you. It's very easy to follow the crowd. It's hard to say, hey, what are we really doing? And Bishop Jones is a great example of that today. And if we listen to what the gospel is truly telling us to be as a church, as Christians, as just decent human beings, the world can be changed. I was told, too, that our theology can be found in two books in the Episcopal Church. We have our prayer book, but we also have our hymnal. And our hymnal holds truth and theology into every hymn that is in this particular book was picked for a very specific theological meaning. And I don't know, Gordon, did you know the readings today? Because as we have our readings, and I'm going through, and do you have the hymn with you? I think it dropped right back. So this last line here. Keep bright in us the vision of a day when war shall cease, where the hate and division gives way to love and peace. I think this is a beautiful hymn for Bishop Jones today. And these are the things that the Holy Spirit does in that time. And we tied these two together. So I encourage you this day to reflect back on what is right. To stand fast to that, even if those around you may have different opinions. Because if you keep speaking the truth, future generations will listen. Amen.